It's Helping Hand, and every Friday afternoon, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. This week, the Waikiki Health. According to their website, everyone is welcome to receive quality health care. They've been providing compassionate healing and care since 1967. They've got a number of ways that they can help support the most vulnerable. Our guest to tell us more, welcoming back to Helping Hand CEO Sheila Beckham. Good to see you.
Glad to be here.
Talk about the different locations and what's offered.
Okay, our oldest location is on Ohua Avenue, and we offer comprehensive HIV services, medical, behavioral health, optometry, and a lot of education like tobacco treatment, medical nutrition therapy, health education, things like that. The next largest clinic is Makahiki. We are adding 11 exam rooms.
I read that.
Up on the third floor. That also has preventive, and they also have dental primary services like behavioral health and primary care. So our old Caravan clinic, which is still going to be called Caravan, used to be doing primarily outreach and social and medical services to people that were homeless around the entire island of Oahu. And we have been in operation since 1987 and receiving state funds since 2002, but this year they didn't feel we had enough experience. We already had two exam rooms there, and we did medical, and we do medical outreach a bit, and we have some people that are homeless and some people that are insured. That is on Waialae Avenue, and they have behavioral health, substance abuse treatment, and medical services now. We have the PATH Clinic, Salvation Army campus. This is primarily women who are pregnant and have had substance abuse problems. And so we provide OBGYN services, drug treatment, and then we also see them in primary care, and we will provide pediatric services to their kids at the PATH Clinic. And we do a lot of health education, tobacco treatment as well. 21st Street in Kaimuki.
Okay. What's the fifth location?
That is our youth outreach clinic in partnership with Hale Kipa. These are youth 14 up to 22 who have, for various reasons, become homeless. We provide medical services, social services, education. We have kids that are in a GED program. We do job training. And a few of these guys have gone to college.
Wow. So that's a real success story.
It's amazing.
Kids that have been through a lot of traumatic early year stuff and turning that around.
Many of them are now trying to bring their younger siblings with them. So we have to work with DOE and any parents that are involved.
You mean into the clinic?
Yeah. They have to be there at a separate time, but they want help with homework and they want...
They're trying to break the cycle.
I think so.
For family members that they love and care about.
Our sixth one is an admin site on McCulley and King. And then, of course, we have the mobile medical unit. We also still have Next Step Shelter. Next Step Shelter has an exam room.
And that's the one in Kaka'ako.
Yes, it is.
So seven, including administration.
Yes.
You guys provide services to a wider audience. And in terms of that wider audience, who should seek services from Waikiki Health?
Anybody and everybody. We have professors. We have physicians. We have people very high in the government. Just a huge mix. Primarily Makahiki and Ohua were the ones providing services not only to homeless, but to these folks. But now that we've done a lot of renovation at the Caravan site, we're finding other people that are coming. We try to get everybody who qualifies onto Medicaid so that we have some revenue coming in. We have amazing donors, and we get a small amount of money from the federal government to do the medical outreach, not social services.
People who have no insurance, living in poverty, need medical care, you want them to come to you. This is a good place for them to come.
Absolutely, at all of our sites. And we will start off doing a sliding fee scale. So they will pay a very nominal fee for dental, medical, behavioral health, for any of those services. And then we will try to get them on insurance so that we can actually have a little bit more revenue.
The Caravan Clinic, including the MMU.
We have slots at the Caravan Clinic. We are going out to a couple of substance abuse treatment facilities everywhere. Week. And then we are going to be going out a couple times a month in the MMU to places that we have former patients.
MMU serves clients at the Salvation Army ATS Center in Hinamauka yes. on a weekly basis.
We send out a physician or a nurse practitioner. We have an exam room on the MMU so that they do full physicals and any kind of medical care that's needed.
Could you use volunteer medical staff?
We pay our medical people. The thing is that we have to provide malpractice. Every site can use volunteers, but we used to have a mail service for 900 clients. And then because, you know, we no longer have outreach staff, so what we're doing is encouraging the people that have come to us for mail to become our patients, and we will do mail service for them. So I think that one of the ways people could help is to volunteer giving out mail. At every single site, there are many things. Sometimes people bring their kids in, playing with the kids. We also have a program called Friendly Neighbors. It uses only volunteers. It has a coordinator, and they go into the homes of frail elderly that can't get out and go to the store and that need company. And so that's another place we can always use volunteers. There's one person that coordinates it. Only people that she has working with her are volunteers. She's there with them, and they go and they provide whatever kind of companionship or errands or whatever these people need.
What are the range of services?
Somebody can go do errands. If you can't go out, someone can go and do your marketing for you. Someone can do light housekeeping for you. A number of different chores like that. I think one of the most rewarding is just the relationship, talking and listening to the people.
Socialization, invaluable.
Invaluable, exactly.
If you're elderly, if you have a loved one who's on their own, that's something you can call Waikiki Health and say, I wanted to hear more about the Friendly Neighbors mm-hmm. program. How often can someone who is in this position ask for these? Once a week, twice a week?
I don't believe that there's any limit, but the limit only comes from the fact that there may not be enough people
to provide.
Yeah.
You're expanding the Makahiki Mo'ili'ili location to accommodate the increase in patients, 11 new exam rooms, including rooms for behavioral health. And how heavy is the medicine that you're providing? I mean, surgery?
Minor surgery, things that could be done in an exam room. But we also have two pharmacies as well, one at Makahiki and one at Ahua, the medications that they need right on site at a discounted rate.
Other ways people can help you that we have not covered?
I have a few things. One is we do have legal aid coming out to the caravan site, and we're in the process of working out what they call medical legal partnership at Ohua. Attorneys come and they'll work for 2 half days and work with people getting documents.
You need to provide
you
a bunch of stuff.
So many documents. Lightly used clothing and shoes would be great. We also can use backpacks, baby things for our PATH site, and pregnancy maternity clothes.
And if somebody is listening and they are like, well, they didn't mention, but I actually have access to the following kinds of supplies, you'd like them to call and make that available to you, and you'll decide if you can use that.
Yes, and I think it's a great idea to have them call, because a lot of people who have had a spouse pass away, they want to give us all of the D-pens from open bags. They want to give us the little commodes and a lot of things. We don't have anywhere to put them. So I think call first and check it out.
And do you sometimes have a recommendation on a facility that would be a good home for those items?
We have a lot of colleagues in their partner agencies that can use some of that.
Give you guys a call mm-hmm. and you'll try to either steer it towards yourself or another agency that can help out those in need.
Yep, absolutely.
WaikikiHealth.org, 808-922-4787. You started to mention the on-site legal. Were you saying that if someone has a legal background and they wanted to volunteer, you could use their services or no?
I think it's possible. Yeah, I think they could work with the groups that we have coming out. There's always a need.
So any kind of skill, certainly taking care of your structures, 7 buildings, there's a lot of maintenance there.
That would be fantastic.
Okay,
yes.
So skilled labor like that.
But also medical personnel could help us work on some of our projects. We are trying to collect what we call social determinants of health, things like homelessness and inadequate food and not feeling safe, and how that impacts your quality of life and your health. So people could help us with some of the data collection and things like that.
Information at WaikikiHealth.org if someone wanted to email about any of what we're talking about too.
Yes, that would be great.
All their contact information, the radio feature, the full-length interview, and all of our previous Helping Hand guests, all waiting for you at hawaiipublicradio.org. CEO Sheila Beckham, Waikiki Health. Thanks for doing what you do, Sheila.
Thank you. I love every day going to work with the people I work with.